Welcome to the Gatecast.
We're off to see the wizard.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I was going to do my living room like this.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, greetings, welcome on a sunny, bright and surprisingly warm May evening. Therefore, I fully expect torrential rain within the next 14 hours.
Yep, accompanied by thunder and lightning, as is British Isles and parts of Ireland.
Well, technically, Ireland is part of the British Isles, and this is going to piss off any Irish listeners we have.
Yeah.
But from a geographical perspective, the British Isles is both islands.
Yeah.
Great Britain is England, Scotland, and Wales. And the United Kingdom is England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Sorry, but my pedantry requires that I qualify such statements.
Back to the podcast.
Yes, and back to the podcast. After a minor rant, surprisingly early in, even by my standards. Please bear in mind, folks, I have actually been chatting for half an hour, so it's given me time to warm up to my subject.
All triggered by the weather.
Completely unintentional pun. Sorry. I didn't even realise.
Get just over late.
It's suicidal last night, and it's the fact that it's above 16 degrees and my brain starts to shut down.
There's something seriously wrong with the world. When I can look out the window, see nice, bright, sunny day still at this time of night, and feel like I need a cold shower because it's stifling.
Well, I suppose this is a reasonably well-ventilated and sort of fairly cool house.
It doesn't help that my PC is really too close for comfort and it seems to be running a little warm. I don't mind it during the middle of the winter. It's nice and cosy. Mm-hmm. When it starts heating up.
Oh, times I've spent, Julys I've spent even in this box room, slaving over a sort of 3,000 word report. Got the green psychology, folk, which I might have mentioned before, recently obtained. But on the subject of psychology, perky kids, one of Mike's favourite topics.
Well, I don't think this kid is perky.
He's all golden child.
He's very subdued and mellow. I haven't actually watched this episode. I had a choice this afternoon of watching this or V finale.
Oh, okay.
And I watched the V finale.
You could have lied there.
Could have done. I'm going to be surprised by the wonder that is show and tell.
Does this mean we're going to have really long pauses?
Let's hope not, because it just gives me more work.
I will do my best not to pause too long.
Just don't read the transcript out again.
I've read the transcript up to end of teaser. I usually do. It gives me a sort of intro and then I can comment.
Hi, I'm Kevin Batchelder.
I'm Wendy Hembrock.
And I'm Brent Barrett.
And we're the hosts of a new podcast called Tuning Into Sci-Fi TV,
where we discuss sci-fi and genre shows currently on television and some from the past.
We're fans just like you, so join us in our water cooler and back porch discussions of your favorite shows.
And strangely enough, you can find us online at tuningintosci-fi-tv.com.
Be seeing you.
Wait a minute. Isn't that what Bester says on Babylon 5?
Maybe. I never watched Babylon 5.
What? So you're a sci-fi geek who missed one of the best shows ever?
Hey, no details, no spoilers. I'm still catching up on DVD myself. Besides, we're not really experts or critics. We kind of think of ourselves more like guides or sci-fi Sherpas.
I don't carry anyone's luggage, though.
Yeah, me either. We're what we like to call the viewer's digest for genre TV.
Yes, we're interested in the conversation shows generate.
And speaking of sci-fi Sherpas, where would you find one of those?
Craigslist?
Oh, see what I have to deal with?
Okay, playing in 3, 2, 1, clicky. Roaring line pauses.
There we go.
Calm down. Yes, keep clear. Is it just me or are those sort of, what are they, speakers?
The guns, yeah.
Unauthorized incoming traveler.
Wasn't that Walter?
Yeah, that was Walter.
Yay, Walter.
These guys appear from nowhere, don't they?
Well, they're trained Marines. They should be able to dash in and sort of hold themselves into the path of whatever alien energy beam is going to come out of the gate.
Who is it?
No idea, sir. SG-5 and SG-14 are out, but neither are due back until tomorrow.
No Irish code?
Oh, that's not Walter, though. It sounded like Walter.
No. That was Walter back down at the gate.
Well, close it. Get that iron close, Sergeant.
I'm trying, but the computer keeps overriding it.
Ooh. more troubles with the iris.
Yes.
Open, shut. Hmm.
But not so much that it doesn't let it close most of the way and then reopen.
General.
You can tell that's a kid even from the size of the feet and also the length, the stride length. He just looks ickle.
He does, doesn't he? Sodding hoodie and all. Nothing but trouble.
Oh, what were there? There were hooded aliens in something recently.
The Ori wore hoods.
Yes, that was it. Yeah, like I said, Golden Child.
Ah, I get the reference. Don't look at him. It's like DeLuise. That's Peter DeLuise, wasn't it?
Stuck his head out for the gun turret and is now tracking a small boy with a gun turret. Of course, they've dealt with Ghoul before.
Search him. General, if I may suggest allowing Carter to do it, she can detect other stuff.
Jack's showing remarkable insight. He really doesn't look that keen on doing this. He suggests Carter. Why doesn't he suggest Teok?
She can sense a ghoul, can't she?
Yes, but at least if he is possessed by a ghoul, they could snap her neck like a twig. At least Teok would be able to defend himself.
I have to check you for things you probably know nothing about. But just in case.
Right here now, he grabs her by the lapels and nuts her.
What in my script?
He comes from the Tilk school of method acting.
Yes.
What's she doing to his ears? Good God.
I have no idea.
Next she'll be saying, just turn your head and cough.
Yeah, let's say close your eyes so he can knee you in the...
He's not Gwold or Jafar. I can't sense any Naquita. As far as I can tell, he's clean.
What's he doing here?
Now, these days, we'd just rig up a body scanner as they walk through the gate and we'd know exactly what they were.
Yes, I'm conscious of that.
I'm here to warn you.
About what, Son John? Have you lost your mummy?
Are you my mummy? So, this episode, he said, swiftly grabbing the box, written by Jonathan Glasner and directed by Peter DeLuise.
Yep. I think this is his first directing job on the series.
What the hell?
What?
Doorbell. Hang on, I hit pause.
Let me pause it.
Oddly appropriate, that.
What's that?
Four kids, not one of them over about 9. Would you like your car washed for €1? I'm thinking that's 4 of them. I mean, I could do it with my car being washed, but I'm not going to give them €1 to wash my car for bloody kids. That's 25 cents. He is slave labour. So I just said no. I think they're trying to guilt me through cute perkiness and to give them a fiver. Recorders interrupt us.
Well, they said during the credits. Peter DeLuise ended up doing a hell of a lot of work on Stargate SG-1, even dipped into Atlantis and Sanctuary. Always a laugh on the commentary and the behind-the-scenes stuff on the DVD.
Stock outside of gate of Mountain Shot. And the kid in what appears to, well, looks awfully like silk pyjamas.
Well, as far as I can tell, he's human.
No bomb in the chest, a little biohazard in the tooth, maybe?
Check for both. He's no threat to us as far as I'm able to tell, but he's pretty weak. I'm guessing he's malnourished.
Oh, special VIP alien guest.
What is it with the ears in these women? has Carter come over, old Broody?
Your name is Colonel O'Neill.
I'm Sam, and I'm still young enough not to need Botox.
How'd you know that?
My mother told me.
Oh, yeah, it was Jack then.
Yes, your mother.
Your mother?
Yes. She says I am to speak only with you.
Well, these people are my friends. You can trust them.
Mother says to speak only to you.
Okay. Why me?
Because Mother has observed you and determined she likes you. You are one who can be trusted.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
You did say, I believe, that we get Jacob in this.
Yes.
They gave him an IUD, didn't they? And I'm not even sure I got the acronym correct there, which is shameful considering we've recorded something like 40 episodes.
She observed you all until your team returned with the one called Tonane. Based on your actions at the time, Mother believes you are the only honorable leader among your people. It was only your team who did not want to steal Tonane's mineral.
Then why not trust the rest of my team?
Is this episode 42? Will it be episode 42 when we release it?
I've no idea, mate.
I just think it'd be appropriate. We have the sort of, you know, highly informed, evolved child in episode, which is also the answer to life, the universe, and everything. So it's probably not. Although it should be, if we did 21 episodes for season one. Anyway, I'm getting distracted. We have.
I know. I'm trying to listen to the episode.
Positionary dialogue.
So what do I call you?
I do not have a name.
What's your mom call you?
Son.
It's not much of a name.
No. It's more of a description.
Yes, it is.
Mother says you too have a son.
I had one. He's gone now.
What was his name?
Charlie.
Charlie. I like Charlie. It's a good name. Can I be called Charlie?
Yeah. Sure. If that's what you want.
Okay, Colonel O'Neill. I'm Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. Call me Jack.
Jack.
Well, this is a good bit. I mean, the alien mother believes Jack's the only honourable person on the base. Behaves honourably, at least. I mean, if she's been sneaking around, what else has she seen?
So where are you from?
A planet called Retalia.
Nice place?
Used to be. Until most of the Ritu were destroyed by mean creatures with glowing eyes.
Well, that's the Gould. Sorry to hear that.
That's why I'm here. To warn you.
Yeah, Jack's out his league.
Jack is bonding awfully quickly. Is this unresolved projection issues over his son's death?
Charlie says. That goes over the head of everybody under 30 and not British.
My included.
We did a level one analysis on the iris mechanism. It behaved as if control was being commandeered from the main computer by an override. Like it was being controlled from another keyboard somewhere.
At last, we get the actual meat of the story.
Oh, yes. Glowing eyes?
Yeah.
Best I can tell, sir, the kid survived a Gould massacre.
Well, that would explain Mom. See, it would be a natural psychological defense mechanism. He's convinced himself that she never left him, that her spirit, for lack of a better word, is always with him.
Well, how did he know about the Salish?
How did he know about my kid?
Is it possible that he's some sort of psychic?
Maybe we'll turn something up in our examinations.
Dear God, how far into the episode are we before we got the written and director credit? Because I saw the writing credit pop up. But hang on, we haven't seen anything for ages.
Yes.
We need to determine the validity of what little information the boy's given us. Teal'c, I'd like you to accompany Colonel O'Neill to see him. Listen to his description of the attack on the Ritu and let me know if it appears to follow normal Ghoul tactics.
They introduce, I think, are these just trapdoors? They throw these enemies in and decide we might want to write for these guys again. And then the real cinematography of writing for invisible aliens is just a pain in the arse. It requires too much imagination and work on behalf of the American viewer, so we won't bother.
It's cheap in terms of CGI.
Jaffa!
Get that alive?
Charlie, church out! It's okay.
He's a Jaffa! He wants to kill me, just like he killed the Ritu.
No. He's a good Jaffa. In fact, he saved my life one time. He hates the Gould as much as you.
No!
It took the show a good decade before they managed to do the coffee cup walking by itself along the corridor.
I don't recall that.
Right, so they're going to investigate the massacre.
Yes. So they're going to go off walls?
Hmm.
Look, Mom. Said you trust me, right? Well, I'm telling you, Teal'c is okay. In fact, all my friends here at the base are okay. Okay?
She's over there.
Is this the point? Yep. I knew that. Come on. That was projected. A telegraph, quite obviously. She's actually
it's
over
still
there.
Funny, though. Okay.
Yeah, but it was obvious. Unsubtle attempt at humor.
Speak up, Teal'c. Say something. Just don't stand there looking hurt.
Yes. Looking hurt. I've been accused by a small child. I shall crack his skull open and eat his brains for breakfast.
2 years ago, I'll ground you into the dirt with my boot.
Oh, probably not.
Listen, Charlie. We have to ask you some questions about the attack on your people. Can you talk about that?
I'm sorry, O'Neill. I must leave this room.
No comment about the similar hairstyles?
Yes. Well, he appears to have more hair. Either that or his head wasn't as expertly shaved.
What sort of tilt?
He looks not well.
Oh, what was that? Huh? What was that all about?
Well, presumably the alien can disrupt the symbiote.
My symbiote became agitated when I entered the room.
Any idea why?
I can tell you only this, O'Neill. In all of my years, I have never experienced a symbiote so disturbed. There is something unusual about this child, O'Neill. I advise you use extreme precaution in his handling.
I was planning on it.
Well, no, I read ahead in the transcript.
I was saying, was it the child or the mother? The cloaking technology or something?
I'd say it were the mother. So Teok was going to hurl?
I think so. I told you that blue jelly ain't good for you.
Poor kid. So now we get the sympathy vote. This is all the girlfriends that have been suffering through the science fiction for the sake of the guy they happen to be sleeping with is...
His heart valves are defective, his renal function is a mess, and I have serious questions about his lungs. I'm afraid without some very aggressive medical intervention, he won't live to be much older than he is.
So we're going, aww. This is your opportunity, geeks in the audience. This is your opportunity to show your soft, sensitive side and therefore possibly get some. I'm sorry. Am I being too cynical?
You're not.
I happen to have a soft, sensitive side.
So how many guys went to see the Titanic just because their intended wanted to see it?
Yeah. Only the ones that didn't know that Kate Winslet was naked in it.
I wouldn't pay money to see Kate Winslet naked on the big screen. I'm sorry, but I wouldn't.
It wasn't actually that bad a movie.
And one day I might actually watch it.
Fair enough. We agree to disagree on that one. I quite like Legends of the Fall, too.
I haven't watched that one either.
Brad Pitt and Anthony Hopkins? What's not worth watching? He looks a little shrunken within the... He's not so much a kid. Presume it's the overly sized pyjamas. Much trying to persuade him as a kid, but as a sort of shrunken, frail old man in style.
Yeah. Obviously, whatever the body that's created for him is on its way out.
It's not the central authority of the Ritu. It's only the Ritu rebel faction.
All right, why do the rebels want to attack us?
Glowing-eyed people attack the Ritu.
The ghoul.
Charlie's played by Jeff Gulker, whose biggest claim to fame is recurring role in The X-Files.
Oh, God. Latter seasons, because I stopped after season 5.
I'm not sure exactly. When did it finish? It don't matter. Not important.
Attrition, what does that mean?
Attrition is the gradual diminution of strength or number by...
I know what the word means. I meant in context...
My God. They must want to kill all possible hosts. They must think that if the Goa'uld have no new hosts to infest, that they'll eventually die out.
By attrition?
Yes.
Well, that's insane. There are billions of possible Goa'uld hosts all throughout the galaxy.
And they are not all human.
Mother agrees. That is why the central authority of the Ritu sent us here.
Is this Daniel's version of interrogation?
Yeah, very gentle.
That's either good makeup or they actually deprived the child of sleep.
I don't think they're allowed that even in Canada.
That is very good makeup because those are visible sort of dark lines and bags and stuff. I mean, I'm impressed. That looks realistic. Kid actually looks knackered.
Oh, you just wait till he gets beaten up later in the episode.
Have you been reading ahead?
No. That is a joke, folks. I have no idea if the boy gets beat up, and if he does, I'm sure it's makeup.
She hoped I would be older before we came, but my accelerated growth caused my body to begin failing, so we had to come sooner.
Captain, you're our physics expert here. Is it possible there's a creature standing here that we can't perceive?
Jack, just looking up to see if the mother's still there. What was that film with Jimmy Stewart and the 6-foot rabbit?
Yes.
Harvey.
Yes, that's a wonderful Jack line. this is a... I see you've actually made a quote from the gay cast part of your SIG, by the way.
Oh, yes.
It's just seeing Hammond here, you know, him with the crown of marble. You think Hammond will identify with Charlie?
So what, prepare for an attack by an invisible army?
If there is a Ritu in this room, it came to the Stargate.
It's popular Air Star Week, isn't it, you know?
Generic airman. You got to wonder, is that a proper extra or is it a fan? Sorry, I'm commenting on background details here, but he does. He looks bored. Like, how long do I have to stand here? My legs hurt. When can I get lunch? I want a beer.
He's privy to this incredibly big secret, and all he gets to do is stay on base.
How did your mother control the iris?
Mother came ahead of me weeks ago, you and how you operate the iris. Then when the time came, she opened it for me, just as you do.
She just typed it into the computer.
That is how the computer behaved, sir. As if it was being overridden by another console.
So the Ritu can operate things in our phase.
Yes.
Carter?
It is possible, sir, but it doesn't seem very likely.
Mother is growing impatient with your narrow-mindedness.
Stand down!
Oh, she's upset.
He's not bored anymore.
He finally gets to do something.
I get to wave my big plastic gun around. Right, I think Jack's convinced. Non-subtly, you see, have to understand their Air Force. What is he doing? There's a bloody grey hole in it. You can see that.
Yeah, you don't really need to bend down and peer through it. Yes, it's there, folks. It is a hole.
Peekaboo, here I am. I expect him to stick his hand through and wave. Hi.
Well, here's a question. How do we deal with an invisible threat?
We need a way to detect them.
That would be helpful.
A little bit of sarcasm from Jack.
Yes, and here we have, we're almost halfway into the episode, and they're kind of thinking, we have an invisible enemy we don't know how to fight.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we have allies, don't we?
It was not that specific. It only detected a presence.
So? Limited.
Perhaps if my symbiote can detect this creature, the Goa'uld can also sense them.
That's a good point. They had to see them to wipe them out.
Perhaps the Tok'ra can be of assistance.
It could be our best hope. Captain Carter, Dr. Jackson, signal the Tok'ra.
Yes, sir.
I mean,
put up the Tok'ra signal.
They're supposed to be sort of reasonably intelligent, bright people. Oh, that's the sort
oh,
of...
Oh, the Tolan device, wasn't it?
Whee. That were quick. It'd be nice to have a little time-lapse show 3 days later. This is subtitle. How long did that actually take? Or is it like Straczynski, the Tok'ra contact at the speed of plot?
Yeah.
Hello, Sam.
Dad, we have a little bit of a situation, and we may need Selmac's help.
Selmac. I thought maybe you just wanted to see your old man.
I do, Dad.
But this time we do need your symbiote, Jacob.
Nice to see you too, George.
No offense, old friend.
Well, it's always good to see Jacob.
He's got more hair. It was shaved and almost white the last time we saw him.
Perhaps that was the radiation therapy.
Is this meant to be some sort of indicator? Is it that... Oh, God, I've forgotten his ready name. So we refer to him as Jacob.
What, Selmac?
Now, is this an effect of Selmac in that his hair is actually degrade? Or is it just that the actor's getting vain, so did to dye his hair?
Who is he off to?
Oh, bloody hell, he ran.
In the meantime, take me through this Rito.
Oh, right. He's giving him a gate address. Yeah, we're definitely seeing Jack's bonding to the kid.
Yes, well, the kid bonding to Jack.
Hey, Charlie. How are you feeling?
Tired. Really tired.
He's sticking after Jack, all right.
Charlie? Sir, it's okay.
That's right, he's not a Goa'uld. It's a Tok'ra. They're okay.
He's got to think about aliens.
Yes.
Dad?
Yes, they're there. Good guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh,
upset
yeah,
symbiotes,
that don't
do it.
Well.
You are correct, there is a Rito in that room. This will illuminate the Rito if it is there.
So it's the mother then. Definitely the mother, yes. Not the kid.
Takaram.
Ooh, a Flash Gordon type weapon.
Yeah. Old Flash Gordon, not the thing I gave up on after unfortunate. Oh, God, what the hell is wrong with Daniel?
Jacob?
Hold your fire.
How tall does he think it is?
That's what she intended.
Tok'ra cream.
It looks like he's on strings.
Probably is. It's hardly CG. Sorry?
I meant the boy with his IV things hanging out his wrists. He looked a bit more oh, what that Starship Troopers. Like an alien from one of them, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, the transcript says insect-like.
Yeah.
Charlie, I want you to do me a favor.
What?
You and your mom stay in this room until I get back. Nobody's gonna hurt you. I promise.
Another touching moment between Jack and Charlie. You see, this is the difference between a bad episode, like the one we recorded on Sunday, and a good episode, which is actually enjoyable to bloody watch and talk about. I mean, does this feel like it's dragging at all?
Yeah, it's ticking along quite well.
Yeah, exactly. And we're 23 minutes and I'm not thinking, oh, crap, we've still got 21 minutes left. I'm thinking, oh, is that all?
Yeah, surprisingly, though, not a lot has happened.
No, but it hasn't happened in a very interesting way, if you follow me.
Could have been genetically engineered to allow him to perceive this Ritu mother.
But how do they do something that advanced and leave the kid so screwed up?
Genetically engineering a human child would be a very precise exercise, Colonel. Changing one set of genes to alter the reticular formation could have numerous additional ramifications.
Even though we can't see them, these Ritu can definitely see us.
Which puts us at a great strategic disadvantage.
Oh, Jack's gone bye-bye again.
Sorry?
Janet's talking.
Jack's sort of faded out there.
Yeah, he switched his brain off for a bit. Started thinking about donuts and beer, and like Homer does.
Yes, well, it's necessary to state the obvious because a lot of the watchers of the show weren't Canadian. Yes, I am trying to provoke some emails. Yes, as you said last week, it's sad that like the only way we can actually provoke emails is by potentially... And so you did see, by the way, I put a post up on the Gatecast page. I hope that wasn't presumptuous.
Of course not.
I thought, well, maybe we might, if we indicate which episode we're recording, we might actually get some relevant emails.
Do me a favor, will you? Don't terminate this Ritu. I promised the kid.
It appears this Ritu came to warn us of an impending rebel attack.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea to try to kill the one Ritu that's actually trying to help us.
The Ritu rebels are kind of like terrorists are here on Earth. Nasty guys. They could do a lot of damage here, folks. Kill a lot of people.
How many are there?
Don't know. But I do know their MO. They work in small groups of five suicide infiltrators. They sneak in, they split up, plant destructive devices, and try to maximize the damage before they've even been detected. But they usually attack old planets. Any idea why they want to attack here on Earth?
Apparently to destroy all possible hosts.
You see, this is going to irritate Hammond. Because as far as Hammond's concerned, he's the only one that's allowed to blow the mountain up.
Too right.
Like, now, surely you could detach the shiny, torchy bit, expand it into a grid, and just stick it on the outside door, immediately followed by a high-voltage grid.
Yeah.
If you see something, soldier pushes button, bzzzt, good night.
Well, that's it. I mean, you they've know? Got the weapon. Surely they've got the technical specifications for them.
Either a high-voltage grid or a large can of raid.
One great big fly swatter.
Wouldn't necessarily work in a fly squatter or something that size with an exoskeleton. You'd probably need at least a 45 caliber bullet to go through it.
Well, I should talk to Mom. She might know where this rebel staging planet is.
Hmm. She's probably listening, mate.
Say she does give us the address where they're coming from, isn't it kind of risky to go looking for them? I mean, it's possible we may let more of them through to Earth and not even know it.
Yeah. Where's your sense of adventure, Daniel?
Yes. It really does seem like a rather dumb idea. Let's go to the planet which contains the invisible aliens.
Yeah, and they won't see us, but we'll be able to see them. That doesn't really make much sense, does it?
It's a blood batter piece of trial in reverse. Like, if you can't see it, it can't see you.
Yeah, just throw your towel over its head.
Isn't that May 29th?
What's that?
National Tell Day.
Is it?
There is a National Tell Day.
She says the boys of your culture do not cry.
Not true. In fact, there's an official list of reasons for which crying is a good thing.
Mother is leaving.
Now, see, that's a good reason. Mom leaving, I believe, is number 6 on the list of good reasons.
If you didn't get the reference, people, tough. He might put something in the show notes.
There's this week's trivia. What was the reference, listeners?
Yes, there we go. We suddenly randomly introduced the trivia section.
And surprisingly, it's got nothing to do with Stargate.
We would say there'd be a small prize, but frankly, last time we offered a small prize, listenership dropped by 6,000%. So we're going to deliberately not offer a small prize, apart from a certain smug self-satisfaction.
Oh, for what it's worth. I think she's right. I think you should stay here. You'd be better off.
I think I belong with you, Jack.
Now, like I say, I can't remember how this ends, but all this build-up, you think, this thing isn't going to end well.
No. I mean, I doubt this kid's going to see the end credits.
No.
Actually, no, that's me reading ahead again.
You realise the commitment from this Ritu mother. How much exactly does she know about the SGC and Earth?
Jack? Could I be your son for a while?
I don't know, Charlie. I don't think you'd want that.
Yes, I do. You'd be great. I can tell.
I'll tell you what. Let's deal with these Ritu. Then we'll talk about it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Is she willing just to save anybody, or does she believe that these guys are important against the Gwold? Whereas the rebels just want to kill them all.
Of course they're important. I mean, like, they have an entire TV series dedicated. He's really not looking well, is he?
Oh, the Malp's outfit. Is that really the best I could do, though? Duct tape it to the damn thing?
I think it's got a little servo motor attached and stuff so it can scan round.
Malp is in route.
This is a bit of overkill, George. I told you, these rebels work in five-man squads. There'll only be five, maybe 10 of them there.
I don't want to take any chances, Jacob.
You see, I'm just sticking halfway through. What happens to the bits that are halfway through but not actually fully in? Where did they go? What do you actually see?
It's one of them little quirks of the technology. When it suits them, the gate's got a buffer. And when it doesn't...
Do not engage the enemy unless you have no choice.
Can't engage what you can't see, sir.
Do your best for them not to see you, Colonel.
Malp TER shows immediate gate vicinity clear.
All right, here we go, kids.
Why? Did he say he's got them integrated into the glasses?
I don't know. What does the transcript say?
I was avoiding reading it because I was concentrating on keeping up what was on screen, so I don't know where we are.
Oh, what a dull world.
Looks clear.
Clear. Let's go do some snooping around. What do you say? You stay with SG-12. Watch R6. Backside.
You feel sorry for the guys that have just got normal guns. You've got to rely on people to say, point over there, shoot.
I mean, surely you have something with a larger emitter.
Yeah.
Not something the size of a 50p coin. Look, you have this huge alien quarry thing. Have a Doctor Who reference?
Oh, is Jacob
feeling bad? Are these actually the... Remember the area they shot last week?
Mm.
Looks kind of similar. Waves guarantee dry weather, etc. Oh, yeah, I think I recall this scene from the first time I saw the episode.
Yeah.
And Jacob's kind of slightly taken aback because there's a lot of them.
5 to 10.
Kind of scorpion-like there, not like your woman. Female creature thing.
5 or 10.
Okay, we're gonna need a bigger boat.
I wish I'd brought some grenades.
Touche.
So you would say threat assessment is high?
Oh, yeah.
There were a lot of them, sir.
They are indeed invisible.
You sure none of them came through with you?
Can't be sure, but I don't think so. Selmac's tremor stopped a few seconds after we got through the gate. My guard did a TR sweep of the room.
Of course, it would only take one to open the iris, correct?
Well, we could put palm scanners into the iris control system to prevent that. I mean, I assume they don't have palms.
Take who you need and do it now, Captain.
Yes, sir.
The boat reference gets a wider general audience recognition.
I expected some sort of technology, though.
Mm-hmm.
Got a society that has a government, that has rebels, yet they seem to be herd animals. Unless that's just the local park.
Well, they're not herd animals. I mean, if they're insectoid, then it's more of a hive mind with a queen sort of thing.
Yeah, I meant in that just the look of it. Open plane. Oh, did somebody come through with them?
Colonel O'Neill, are you with Charlie now? And Mom's there? I think we may have a stowaway Ritu who came back with us. Yeah.
Lockdown in progress. Stand clear of all level access points.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it might have been good.
Tyr gets a pain in his pouch, whereas Selma gets a pain in his head because that's where it is.
Yeah, it might have been a good idea to leave one of the guns behind and to always scan in the gate when people were coming back.
Well, interestingly enough, surely it's only going to stand there and wait to be...
It's walking around just in front, one step ahead of the gun.
You should sweep it suddenly.
There he goes. Okay, that glass shouldn't break like that. Oh well,
exploded it.
Yeah. Now, are these creatures able to kind of like phase? Because they'd bump into somebody.
Interestingly enough, I presume that wasn't actually. That must have been a human assistant, not an actual Toker, because otherwise that would have happened.
Damn it!
Anyone get a count?
We had four here. What's that one in the control room?
Yeah, it's one of their terrorist teams. They didn't want to be seen until their destruction had already started.
So what will they do?
Well, some of them will try to get out of the base and start making a mess of things.
How?
They have cross-phasal explosives. Each one as powerful as a small nuke. I hate to tell you this, but those four Ritu rebels could level a couple of cities and take a lot of people with them.
Sweet.
Oh, there's quite a few of them, isn't there?
They killed a table.
Yes.
They've had it now.
Yeah.
The general's got to account for every item.
No, but the problem is they're bound to lose now because the feng shui is completely screwed. This is a much better episode than I remember it being. Even you said you thought it was a bit mediocre. You hadn't watched it since. And I mean, if you remember it being this good, you probably would have watched it again.
Hmm. That's not good. Oh, they're draining themselves. That's all right.
The cross-phasal explosives?
Yeah, that seems to indicate that explains how they can move about the base and nobody be aware of them. Hmm. They can literally walk through you and you don't even know it. I suppose it makes sense to have a dark room. You can't see them in full illumination, so...
Yes, and of course, it makes it look more like Alien.
It does, doesn't it? Where's Tom Skerritt when you need him?
Well, you got the... was Tom Skerritt the guy that did Game Over, man?
No, he was the captain in the original movie. Dallas, who got et.
Oops.
Well, most of them got et.
The rest got dissolved.
He was in the air duct.
Now, you see, this would be a perfect basis for a sort of mini video game.
Hunt the invisible alien, you know.
Invisible alien, run around with the T.E.R.
I'm pretty sure they've done it in Doom.
Yeah, I'm surprised someone didn't actually do a custom Doom level.
Yeah.
Jack, what happens if they come through the door behind us?
What? Don't do that!
Oh, don't shoot.
What did he say?
Behind you. Oh, look at that. I like it. The alien actually leans around. Yes, right. So if you're wondering what's happening, there's lots of running around dark corridors and...
Apparently
explosions.
The soldier that died was called Plunkett.
Was it? Oh, right.
Dad? You okay?
Not really. Get the damn thing. Selma can take care of me. Go!
Oh, Jacob's been hit.
Yes, I see that.
Well, since we're not talking about anything, this is the time to actually comment on what's happening. And he's switched to Selmax come through, telling Sam to get moving. Don't stay around.
There's a lot of very descriptive text in the transcript as to what happens next.
Barbecue.
Wrong pig. Oh.
Have they got one of the aliens that walks up to the door to trigger the sensors and another one fires through?
Oh, no.
Come on. She brought grenades. Crazy golf. She bounced a grenade off that table. See, I told you that mistake, killing that table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite. Sorry, this is... Yeah, Sam Carter, action hero.
That was a Dalek. No, actually looks better than the Dalek.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be difficult, especially the new Dalek.
Oh, God.
Dalek Power Rangers. I've seen the reference before.
Yeah. Just slap a big spoiler on the back and a bit extra large exhaust, and there you go. Dalek Boy Racer. What's Daniel trying to do combat speak? Oh, Jana looked a bit surprised there. Blood and carnage.
It's the Dalek!
Shoot!
Mummy! Oh dear.
Oops.
Who shot Mummy? Oh, bad Ritu.
That looks like a gun, actually. It's holding, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Gatling gun style.
That was a sequence that really needs to be viewed and not listened to.
Yes.
I mean, the only way we could have got through that was to talk about something totally different.
So that's their hint, Jerry. Go watch that sequence and then come back and continue listening to us.
And we got two and Mother got one. I guess that makes five.
So that should be all of them, right?
Well, let's make sure. Take a team and do a sweep of the base, Captain.
Yes, sir.
Oh, dear. Has he gone at all? And do you think the boy's life was linked to his mother's? Or it was just his time?
I think it was just coincidence caused by presence of large amounts of Nerevatum. There's trivia part two. Again, nothing to do with Stargate.
Oh, I thought you were dead.
No, you're sort of half dead.
Doc. Doc.
Give me a hand over here. Let's go. Get him up on the bed.
I'm sorry, Jabbok. Kids die too.
Yes, and you should know Jack, you above all. You said this is definitely Jack's sort of I couldn't save my own son, but...
What?
I don't know. His pulse is very weak. I may be able to stabilize him for now, but you have to remember, sir, he has two major organs about to fail.
Oh, come on. He's just a kid. You've got all this fancy equipment around here.
Colonel, I'm sorry, but I don't think so.
Let us take him.
Oh, look, Tok'ra.
He will be in good hands.
Can the Tok'ra help him?
Yes.
Excuse me, isn't he a little young to be a host?
He is young, but the Tok'ra symbiote that we introduced to his mind can teach him. He will grow up with the advantages that great wisdom brings.
Two key words there. Grow up.
The Tok'ra are probably the only way that'll happen, sir.
Oh, so they've got a spare. That's lucky.
Well, they always have spares. Didn't they say their main problem is lack of hosts?
Well, the problem is, you know, when the host dies, not most of the time, the Tok'ra goes with it. And since they don't have a queen of their own, they're not actually making new Tok'ra.
Indeed, so they do need hosts.
Keep the TERs. We'll get you more as soon as they become available.
When you think about it, you know, the Tok'ra are pretty much screwed either way.
Broadly speaking.
Unless they could get a new queen.
You saw that little sequence there with them punching buttons and Stargate energy output. You know what that says to me?
What?
That says to me the episode ran short and I had to stick that in. Come on, you almost never see that sequence. He still looks like shit. So fair play to makeup. When did Jack get hurt?
He got hurt in the firefight in the medical room.
You know, there's another rule that says it's okay to be sad when you're saying goodbye to a new friend.
I want to stay with you, Jack.
Well, Jacob's going to take you to a place where you can get well. I can't do that. But you know what?
What?
I'll come visit.
If he got grazed by that thing. He should have severe burns and restricted use of his hand for the rest of his life.
Jacob, you can understand the symbiote will heal him quicker.
Yes, but Jack?
He didn't get grazed. He was just close to where it went.
Hence my use of the term grazed.
Well, grazed implies it was actual physical contact.
It's a ball of energy. Actual physical contact is kind of difficult.
Oh, now you're being pedantic, aren't you?
How well do you know me?
Exactly.
But I have to say, that is excellent makeup on the kid.
The Ritu are guileful creatures. And you're at the disadvantage of not being able to sense them, as my Jaffa friend and I can.
Well, we've installed the hand scanner, so they can't open the iris, at least.
Are you calling me impressed?
You are only one, Tilk. Please, be diligent. They will not give up. They will attempt to send more infiltrators.
If we write the episode, that is.
Yes. Which we actually didn't bother. Poor O'Neill. Did he actually shave? He almost... It's weird. He's got a sort of, what, a possibly female. Mother said I shouldn't take strangers' hands.
George.
Bye, Dad.
Take care.
Oh, it's veins. They've actually painted visible veins on his skull. I thought it was some weird sort of wrinkle line thing. But his skin's become translucent. Hence the old man reference.
Yeah.
And they got back down the stairs behind the gate.
A very visual episode, really, yes. Not given to commentary.
We still talked through most of it. Tor Alexander Valenza. So that was show and tell. More fun than we thought it would be.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad episode. There was a lot more potential in it than was realised. But then again, I suppose you could look back over a lot of episodes where you can think, why didn't they do this or that or other with it?
Because they could, because they had budget.
Yeah.
As I've said, you're vamping. I'm sort of just seeing if my message had any effect on the email. I'm doubting it quite severely, but you never know. In the meantime, while I'm checking the email...
Oh, stop the press. We have Facebook comment. Yes, David?
Yes, David said he didn't do Twitter. And I responded, I said, is that an observation or an instruction? And he responded with both. Let me log into Facebook. As you're merrily prepared to chop this bit out. The Gagecast. Just got done with one false step. Also, just got done cleaning my daughter's hamster cage.
Yeah.
What? Two go together.
I know, that's what anyway, I was thinking.
Anyway, I always remember this one being a good episode. Not very action-packed, but I love the way Daniel and Jack play off one another towards the end of the episode. Also, Teal'c has some great one-liners in this one. You two have some great one-liners for this one, too. I'll leave your crack on the US out of it. Look forward to your take on the Ritu. Remember not liking that one very much.
You see? We insulted our listeners and somebody responded.
We need to insult them more.
Yes. Who's next?
Come and have a go if you think you're hard enough. Please leave that in. This is fine. We appreciate any and all feedback, positive or negative.
Yep, we do indeed.
We feel, as podcasters, we probably don't feedback to the podcast that we listen to ourselves. So I think it's sort of reverse guilt. You feedback to us, we read it out. Thank you for listening. This is just basically how you can get in contact with us. You can get us in our Facebook group, which is, if you just type Gatecast into search, it should come up. Email is gatecast@phasecast.com. We're now up on Twitter, which is TheGatecast, just one word. We will tweet when the show is started, and I'll keep an eye on it as we record. So if you want to sort of contribute as things go along, feel free to send us a message.
We are also listed on podcastpickle.com. And finally, we have our own website, gatecast.facecast.com. Or simply do a Google search for The Gatecast Podcast. On the website, you'll find all our episodes, plus a comments forum. Listings for news and media is also included. We'd love to have you visit. And for our fellow podcasters, we have 3 promos listed on our feed as well. Feel free to use them. If you do, let us know, and we'll gladly play yours. These have been the Gatecast contact methods.
So that was Show and Tell. Next week's episode is certainly one of my favorites of this season, if only for seeing Keok in tie-dyed clothing.
Yes, 1969.
Groovy.
Groovy indeed. So I think everybody likes that episode. It's good fun.
Yes, and it is a reference they use again a couple of times.
Yeah, they do. They actually follow up on an episode.
Not just directly that episode, but also the fact that they've introduced, and most importantly, introduces a new aspect of gate travel.
Yeah, which is exploited quite successfully by both the good guys and the bad guys.
Indeed. And then they just decided to introduce time travel and throw the whole thing out the window anyway. Okay, nothing on the... Let me just check feedback. I think I did check feedback, actually. Nothing on the email, and somehow I get the impression that if I go into the... Our promo seems to have actually killed their listenership. No, I'm not kidding you. Only our promos have got fewer listens. That's slightly depressing, but I shall soldier on anyway and drag you along with me. So there's nothing there, and I presume there's nothing on Facebook. If I click on the poll, can I actually see the results?
Yeah, you should be able to.
See how many votes we've actually got. Fifth Race had 4 votes, and 1969 had 2 votes. Total votes, 6. Slightly depressing, but... Okay, that's pretty much a wrap, folks. We'll see you next week for the episode that Fashion forgot.
Next on Stargate SG-1, a ripple in time throws SG-1 back to the 60s.
We're the first people in human history to go back in time.
We cannot tell them we're from the future, sir.
And you are Captain James T. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise.
My government doesn't take kindly to Soviet spies.
And a message from the future.
It's addressed to me, in my handwriting.
Oh my God, you gave me the note. Sir, before we left, General Hammond gave me a note.
Are you gonna listen to yourself or not?
Sends them on a psychedelic journey.
I'm Michael.
I am not at liberty to reveal my identity.
Far out.
With just one ticket home.
Who are you guys?
On the next Stargate SG-1.
So, okay. Next week, 1969.
Yes.
You say funky clothes, groovy attitudes, and a little picture in the DVD box says Tilk smiling, wearing a bandana. Come on, folks, how can you resist?
Is that a cowboy hat Jack's wearing?
No, I don't think so, unless we've got a different photo. My Region 2 DVD has got 2 episodes from Season 2 and plus 2 exciting Season 1 episodes.
What? Oh, that's flagrant padding.
I can't believe when I saw it myself when I got it off the shelf. Yeah,
like,
great stuff.
I will stick out just to make you buy a 6th DVD.
Yeah, 6 DVDs in this season. Unbelievable. I must have had money to burn back then.
Okay, folks. Good night.
And good night, everybody. Take care.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com.